So it's come to my attention that Insomni Radio may be necessary on a regular basis. And I've come to this conclusion because this was the highest selling song of the last decade. You go ahead and go vomit. I'll be right here. This is the theme song to my show on Insomnia Radio. And I don't need you to tell me it's kick-ass. I knew that already. This is the theme song to my show on Insomnia Radio. Now everybody just sit back, relax, cause it's starting in a second. See, I thought. Welcome to Insomnia Radio, episode 167, the first of many in 2010. I'm Jason Evangelo. You may remember me from such statements as this. It took a little longer than I or others expected, but I am back, and I am definitely here to stay. Ooh, yeah. If I could translate, you know, export that audio clip into paper, I would chew it up and, you know, crumple it up in my hands, chew it up and literally eat those words. I'm very sorry, gang. Very, very sorry. I'm in a position now with the time and the opportunity and the place to be able to do this on a regular basis. I'm not going to offer promises, but I do think it is time to kick some ass. So, with all that said, that band you just heard was from L.A. They're a band called Enik. They're spelled E-E-N-I-K. And you know how I always used to love, for old-time listeners, old-time, I feel old-time, I used to really latch on to the phrase genre bleeder. Well, there is the epitome. From their description, they feature melodica from the epic to schizophrenic, threaded into an aggressive rewire of favorite genres. Yeah, basically. their latest album is called Odd-O-Matic, and you can pick it up for like $10, the MP3 version. Or, I believe $12.95 for the CD version. CDs are still being manufactured and sold. That's kind of cool. I just bought one a few months ago. Anyway, you can find them at enik.blogspot.com. And links, of course, will be on the show notes at that little website called insomniaradio.net. The name of that track, by the way, was Animals at Play. And they do have a free song that you can download off of their website. On the right side of the page, it's called Just for Men. Anyway, I was told to not do voices. Okay, the next one I've got for you is by Acres of Lion. They have been featured on the Daily Dose, and I think we found these guys over at the61.com. This is Knowing Your Own End on Insomnia Radio 167.
Night, it was cold, and we were soaking wet. And you will be the end. And you will be the end of me.
That was Acres of Lions with their song Knowing Your Own End, and it comes from their debut album called Working, which they released independently in February of last year, of 2009. And I think with some of these tracks, like, the music just speaks for itself. So go pick it up if you have a few extra bucks. You can get that track on the usual suspects, iTunes, eMusic, Amazon. Now, acresoflions.com is their website. They're doing something interesting, kind of a clever marketing initiative, and I've been picking up on a lot of this stuff from the sidelines, and I'm really impressed with kind of how all these indie bands are starting to really think outside the box. They've got this thing in association with You Think Magazine, and basically there's a big old banner on their website. You can't miss it. Just basically click that. It'll give you a chance to stream the entire album, and then you get to pick your favorite song and just download it for free. Clever stuff. Acresoflions.com. And let's keep the show moving. Let's keep it moving. I've got about 10 tracks for you today. This next one you've heard before. An artist who's known only as Z Sammy. It might have been a couple years ago that I played him on the show, and I think he may have been featured on the Daily Dose following that. But he has had a kind of his album posted as a work in progress. Let me get to the notes here. Basically, it's about, I don't know, about 15, 16 tracks from a work in progress full length called Be Let Down. And as he said, in its current state, it's a work in progress. He doesn't know if or when it will be finished. Writing and recording is an ongoing and painfully slow process. But there are a lot of gems in these free songs, and this is definitely one of them. This is Z Sammy with the song W, right here on Insomnia Radio 167. Enjoy.
Stop spinning, yeah. 'Cause there's a ghost I don't trust. Watching us. Stop the car. Say no. Right where we are. I think they've heard. Don't leave this room, 'cause I don't think I could find it again. Don't say you need me, 'cause that fucks with my head. That's all this was, I only think you were sad because you can't have what you want.
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So cool, and she knows I'm not.
So following the heart-wrenching song by Z Sammy was The Perms. And The Perms are from Winnipeg, which is another contender for the new Seattle, for you grunge kids, self-included. Anyway, The Perms are just fun. They're just fun. Great power pop reminds me of something that Scott Tinetti would have played on Insomnia Radio San Francisco, and also just sort of begs the need for an Insomnia Radio Canada of some kind. I'm not saying right now. I'm just saying I think it needs to happen. I think you'd be kept very busy and get lots of good music. But anyway, you can find them at theperms.com. They have some podcasts, too. They have like 7 that they recorded. They just look like they're having a lot of fun, and hopefully they're finding some success doing it. So I am thinking I wanted to tell you something about Twitter real quick, because everyone has Twitter, it seems like. My mom doesn't, but my mom's on Facebook, and everyone is on Facebook. Everyone is trying to send me animals in Farmville until I blocked it all. But no more tangents for now. I feel kind of bad for like the people who are new, who aren't used to my rantings. Jason at insomniaradio.net if you don't like the rantings and you want to get something off your chest. Okay, we have a Twitter account. It's twitter.com/insomniaradio. It's not too noisy. We try to keep it very IR and music-centric. We tweet a few times a day with some free music and indie industry-related stuff. So once again, twitter.com/insomniaradio. If you are not a spam, please follow us. All right, let's pick things up heavily. This is Dead Star Assembly, Killing Myself Again on Insomnia Radio 167. We'll be right back. I'm going to level with you. If I had judged that band's music prematurely based on the photos I'd seen of them, I would have just ran the other way. Because I'm not going to lie to you. They look like what would happen if you mixed zombies with Marilyn Manson. However, the music is freaking intense. That's Dead Star Assembly, Killing Myself Again. You can find them at deadstar.com. Don't judge them by their looks. All right, next up, I've got a really fun, I mean, taking fun music to the nth degree. I think we've featured these guys before. I'm going to have to do a little research on that, if it was maybe the Daily Dose. You know, I mean, Charles and Stewart did a year straight of the Daily Dose. There's over 700 songs in the feed, or were in the feed. Insomnia Radio's been around for 5 years. It's getting tough to keep track. But this is Full Minute of Mercury with the very, very fun and catchy and brilliant Next to Me. Enjoy.
Not like the other girls who you might run into. Boys are the last thing on my mind. I'd rather go to rock shows or play with my Ow! I'd rather go and start a fight. And I'm cut down to size. I can't resist that stupid way you make me feel inside. You make me rhyme. You make me spew forth dumb cliches. Let's stop pretending that we know what we're doing. I'd much rather see all the mess I could get.
Hi, this is The New Fidelity, and you can find us online at www.newfidelity.com.
You, but you're not coming over, so there's nothing I can do. Your skin might as well be pearly white and run with formaldehyde. 'Cause even though you're surely breathing, it still feels like you died. I miss you like you're dead.
Courtesy of Aerial Publicity, who has been just nonstop sending us great music over the last, two and a half years. It was the New Fidelity with the track Miss You Like You're Dead. And the album is Tiny Slivers, which you can pick up at pretty sure all the usual suspects, but we'll try to have some links online for you at insomniaradio.net. And before that was Full Minute of Mercury with the I know I could use some more adjectives, but the song Next to Me. And I have three songs left for you, but I wanted to insert a quick plug for something I have been working on called IndieArcade.com. Basically, to sum it up, you guys know what Insomnia Radio is, the best music you've never heard. Indie Arcade is going to be the best games you've never played, and I'm going to hope to really integrate the two together so that we can, you know, kind of be pedaling full speed towards promoting indie games and indie music and trying to have a little bit of a synergy there. But it's at IndieArcade.com, hoping to launch within the week. When you're hearing this, it should be January 1st. So welcome to 2010. You can jump on the mailing list or grab the feed. And, if you're into video games at all, we're going to be covering, all the platforms, basically anything that we can handle. And, hopefully we'll have some free games to give out, at or just after we launch. So shameless plug out of the way. I'm going to keep the opinions and the, my utter disgust at the, decade that was the aughts. As far as mainstream music, anyway, at least the latter half of that decade. Oh, yeah, I said I wasn't going to get opinionated. All right, guys, here is the Morning Stars with Oh No No No, right here on Insomnia Radio 167.
Bye. The Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.
Leaning on a slow train, feeling kind of strange, hiding from the weather, waiting for a change. In and out of somewhere, never should have been, creeping out the back door, do it all again.
Song short set was The Morning Stars, and Sarah Morrison wrote a really fantastic review of their album Radiation, which you can find, you can just Google, well, go to insomniaradio.net and search for Radiation, or just go to the show notes and I'll have a link to her review and another free track that you can grab. But I'm kind of liking those guys. Admittedly, hadn't really heard it until it kind of showed up in my submission box. I missed when Sarah wrote the review, but God, just a wonderful, wonderful, like, she describes it as a psychedelic mix of electronic dabblings, darkly exploratory lyrics, and clever, varied tracks. Yes. vocals reminiscent of Liam Gallagher, but without that nasal whining, just want to punch him in the face quality. Sarah has a good way with words, and I'm hoping she comes back to do some more album reviews. Sarah, you listening? Come back. I know you're busy. Like I can talk, right? After that, we heard SoCal Foursome, The Fling, with their song Wandering Foot. They're at myspace.com/TheFling. Filter and OC Weekly have had very, very good things to say about them. I haven't quite heard the rest of the album yet because, honestly, there are hundreds of songs to listen to still so that I can record more episodes, because that's the goal. But based on that track, I think you guys should check them out. MySpace.com/TheFling. And we're... God, it comes so quickly, you know? At the end of each episode, I always started off and I, you know, I want to offer so much insight into each band. And then I felt like with this one, I was in a rush to get it out so that I could actually mix it down and get it out there and go, yes, I was able to do this. And I'm going to be able to keep doing this now. So let's tie up some loose ends, though. Jason at insomniaradio.net is the email. If you have a recommendation, if you want to chat about Insomnia Radio, love letters, advice, hate mail, cookies, whatever. That's the email to reach me. If you're a band listening, just go to our website and click the Submit Music button. IndieArcade.com for those of you into gaming. Twitter.com/InsomniaRadio. My personal Twitter is Twitter.com/KillYourFM. I will be back in a week or two. I'm not gonna firmly make that promise, but I'll at least make it a window. Be back in a week or two with Insomnia Radio 168. I'm going to take you guys out with a one-man band who I've played before and I have just gushed about, and I don't understand why no one is covering this guy. It's Thunderhawk. Well, it's Thunderhawk as the Crush Kills. His sixth album was kind of a like a cornucopia of different of him assuming different monikers that kind of reflected different genres of music. And it's just freaking fantastic. You really need to check him out at thunderhawkband.com. So this is Thunderhawk, a.k.a. Josh Hall, a.k.a. The Crush Kills with Capricorn. I will see you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening. Take care and have a great 2010. See ya.